While millions of golfers around the world will likely be playing with a new set of rules by 2019, the sport's two governing bodies published a draft of the new changes yesterday. They're designed to make the game friendlier to new players and easier to understand. John Bodenhammer is a senior managing director of rules for the U.S. Golf Association. And John, won't purists resist these changes?
Well, we don't know. I think there'll be a variety of opinions, and that's why we thought having a feedback period, which will happen over the next 6 months through August 31 of 2017. The scope and magnitude of these changes is significant, and so we think it's important to listen to what golfers have to say and then consider them and finalize the rules in 2018 as on our way to implementing a new rules code in 2019.
We can't resist playing a clip from a 1944 Disney cartoon called How to Play Golf, where Goofy helps explain the sport's most well-known rule, Rule 13.
The golden rule of golf is to play the ball where it lies. The golfer is sometimes tempted to remove his ball to a slightly better position.
This is strictly forbidden. Always play the ball where it lies.
John, we assume this golden rule isn't going anywhere. What are the biggest changes proposed?
Well, that's really cute. That was pretty neat that you'd play that. I would make a comment to that. I think that one thing we did not want to do, a bedrock starting point for us, is that we wanted to maintain a couple of the core principles of the game. And one you just played, even Goofy knew it, to play the ball as it lies and to play the course as you find it. From the standpoint of some of the major changes, there are a lot. The overall theme of eliminating a lot of penalties is really probably the most significant thing to me overall, holistically looking at this. And I think what I mean by that is that currently in the rules today, a player, a golfer is out on the course and is searching for his or her golf ball. And if they move it in that search, there's a penalty. We've eliminated that. Same in many other areas, and I think that's probably the most significant thing that all of these changes add up to.
And unlike other major sports, the new rules suggest reducing the use of video replay, correct?
Yes, that's a great point, and we think these changes will really reduce the need for the video review process. And really, I should mention that we use video simply to protect the integrity of the championship. It would be unfortunate, in our opinion, if we got to the end of a championship and we presented the trophy and the competition was closed and then something came out later on video which would taint that outcome or taint that winner. That's really why we use video. And the video can often help players find golf balls or exonerate players from a penalty that maybe even a referee had given them, but video would let them off the hook later. So it's absolving sometimes, too.
John, how much of this is a response to the sport's drop in popularity? As you know, there's been a steady fall in the number of people playing golf over the past decade.
Well, I think that that's true. But we at the USGA feel that the game is very vibrant and strong. That's another topic. But
really, will these rule changes help you rebound from this fall in popularity?
I don't want to represent that these changes will bring millions of players to the game. But what I will say is that our effort with this initiative to make the rules more consistent and simple hopefully will make our game a bit more approachable. And we think that that will result in more people having fun and maybe a few more people playing the game.
John Bodenhammer is a senior managing director of rules for the United States Golf Association. John, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.